I live by a Mormon church. That's cool. I'm funny. Can you catch more diseases making sex in a bathroom stall than in a less public place?
Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, stuff with Shannon. Mmm, la la la. Mmm, yeah. Stuff with Shannon.
Happy New Year, Deontay.
Happy New Year, Shannon.
It's 2018.
I know.
That seems so futuristic, doesn't it?
It does. The year 2000, like when we were kids, that seemed like we'd be flying around in cars and living the Jetsons life.
I know, with pointy ears.
Yeah.
Our ears would somehow evolve to have points on them.
And here we are living the same old life we were living 30 years ago.
I know, right? Small changes like construction out front. That's about all that we, there's still traffic.
Yep.
Although someday I'm going to have the only car that flies above all the other cars that sit in traffic.
Oh man, I'd give my arm for that.
That's my goal. Or at least a car with hydraulic lift, I guess.
Yeah.
So you can lift yourself up.
And then just zoom over everybody else.
Yeah, like motorcycles do, kind of. Just go on the lines and be done with it. I was speaking of construction. So they're doing construction right outside of our studio right now. Mm-hmm. And so it's a big muddy mess.
Yes.
And so it takes quite a while to actually get out of the parking lot here at work these days, mm-hmm. because you have to wait for the guy to finish with the bulldozer and then the other guy to get the dirt that the bulldozer left. And so it can be quite the process.
Right.
But the other day I was pulling out and there's a hotel right across the street from here. And this big Ford F-150 4x4 pickup truck pulls out in front of me. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, that's a cool. I don't blame him for pulling out in front of me. He's so much bigger than me. I would pull out in front of the little Maserati too.
Uh-huh.
Not a problem.
And then, the Maserati.
That's what I call my car, the Maserati. And then I look at the guy's license plate.
Uh huh.
And it says Sexy TRK. And all of a sudden, he lost every tough guy point that he had. And I decided he should not have pulled out in front of me. Sexy TRK. Do you think his wife got that as a surprise to him for Christmas or something?
Maybe it's her truck and he was just driving it.
Because I don't know of any man that would choose Sexy TRK for the license plate on their big 4x4 lifted truck.
Yeah, that's
suspicious. I thought about calling 911. I was so suspicious, but I chose not to.
911, what's your emergency?
There's a confused man in front. I don't know what I would say. It was so weird to me, though. There's a license plate at my sister's apartment complex that says Drama Queen, uh-huh. like DRMAQUN or I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I've decided that's a person I could never be friends with.
Yeah.
Like I judge these people and I decide their life story based on their license plate.
That, hey, let that be a tip to all of you listening out there. Be very wary if you're going to go with the vanity license plate about what you choose.
Like, how do they decide that it's a good idea to put like, how could that girl ever get a date if the guy, or a second date if the guy was to see her license plate?
True.
I mean, I assume it's a girl.
Or a job.
It could be a really gay guy.
Could be that.
I don't know. Anyway.
Either way, it's a bad idea.
It's a new year.
It is.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, I was ready for 2017 to be over. I'm looking forward to bigger and better things in 2018.
I'm certainly hoping so. So I just moved out of my apartment a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Because the lease was up and they tried to raise my rent and then it became a game and I wasn't playing it. So
good for
I
you.
Had to move. And I guess I never really cleaned my bathroom mirror that good because at the end of 2016, going into 2017, I had written my New Year's resolutions in a dry erase or with dry erase marker on my bathroom mirror.
Okay.
Because I thought if I have to look at them every time I go in there, mm-hmm. then I'll actually keep them.
I used to do that with my grocery list.
Motivation, right?
Yeah. Or, sticks with you. If you see it every day, it sticks with you.
You would think. So I could still see at that point what I had written on there.
Okay.
And I kind of did an inventory on myself to see what I actually did mm-hmm. and what was a huge letdown because resolutions are made to be broken.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know very many people that actually keep and succeed throughout the year with their resolution.
Right.
I've never done it.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the resolutions that I made for 2017. Okay?
Okay.
They're pretty standard, typical.
Okay.
So in 2017, I resolved to go to the gym at least 3 times a week.
Okay.
I might have done it 3 times this year. But I mean, I'm not that person that goes home and sits on the couch for 12 hours a day and watches TV. Mm-hmm. I was in the pool every day for a long time.
Yeah.
I am carrying a toddler on my shoulders or feeding an infant. There's not very many moments in the day that I'm not up doing something.
Right.
So I don't feel too bad
yeah.
about that one. I do need to get in there. Mm-hmm. I'll admit it. But I don't feel terrible about not doing it yet.
Okay.
Keep a gratitude journal. I wrote one page in my gratitude journal. I bought a book for it.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Half Price Books and I got this fancy green thing that I was going to make my gratitude journal. And when I was having a bad day, I was going to go back and look at it and say, you know what? I have no right to be upset about anything.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote one page. I think it was dated January 3rd. So I even missed January 1st and 2nd and started, you know, I failed on that one immediately. Pathetic.
But you know that's one of those things that you can do anytime.
But the point was, for 2017, I was going to write something I'm grateful for every day. That was my point. That was my resolution. And okay. I did it one time. I didn't even succeed the first or second day of January. And you know, if you can't even do your resolution the first day of January, you're kind of screwed.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I was there. And then my last one that mm-hmm. I wrote down on my mirror, at least,
okay.
was save $100 per paycheck.
How's that working for you?
It's not. I do 401k
mm-hmm.
and that goes into my whatever they do with it.
Right.
And then outside of that,
mm-hmm.
you know, I try to put other money into a second account.
Yeah.
But if my primary one gets low, I have to take it out of there and there's like $25 in it now.
Yeah.
So I saved $25 this year.
It's better than zero.
I guess. I suppose so. And then I got to thinking, okay, 2018. I've not had very many good years since 2010. 2011 sucked. 2012 sucked. 2013 really sucked.
Yeah.
2014, they've all sucked. So I'm really hoping that 2018 is the year that my life turns around and things are going to be great.
All right, let's do this.
So what should I resolve to do to make that happen?
Okay, come on, bring it.
Let's see. For 2018, I'm going to try to. That's what I wrote down. Stop drinking Diet Coke again.
Okay.
I gave it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I slowly but surely started drinking it occasionally again. And I feel bad about that.
Mm.
I don't like the habit. So I'm going to stop it.
Okay.
Okay. And my other one, because I've only done two. I want to create my own line of greeting cards or cool t-shirts or original memes, I guess.
Okay.
Okay, you know when you go on Instagram or whatever, and I don't even know if memes is the word, but you go on Instagram and you see just the colored background with some text written on it. You can do it on Facebook or whatever.
Right.
I want to make my own Instagram account with that kind of stuff.
You can do that.
And I posted about it on my Facebook page and then I forgot about it because that's what I do. Inspirational moments.
I love that.
And just whatever comes to my mind that I think other people might like, make it into one of those memes or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully get 18 million followers.
I love it.
And maybe make some money off of it.
I think you should shorten it, though, to Shanspiration.
Shanspiration?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll write that down next to that one. Shanspiration. Would you follow me?
Absolutely.
Going back through my Facebook memories mm-hmm. sometimes, I see the things that I've written over the years, and I'm funny.
You are funny.
Like, seriously, I'm a very funny person.
You are.
And it's hard for me to say anything positive about myself. Like, if you wanted me to list things about me, 99 out of 100 would be negative.
Yes, this is true about you.
I know. I'm hard on myself, but I'm funny.
You are funny.
On social media. You got to draw the line. I know. Funny in person versus funny on paper or funny in post are two different things.
Doesn't always translate.
I was reading something that I posted yesterday. Let me see if I can find it. I don't ever remember how to find my stuff on Facebook. On this day, I guess.
Yeah.
For a while, I was posting this stupidly long thing every night. Let's see. On this day in 2012, here's what I posted. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Chaka Khan makes me happy. I don't know why. I don't know the words to any of her songs, but she does. Number two. I would like to revoke my apology to the girl at the Great American Cookie Stand at the mall for refusing to give me a Diet Coke because she had already counted her register. 3, moms of the world should not be huge lying hoes. I don't know. 4, grown-ass women walking around Toys R Us should not be categorized automatically as kid stealers. I live by a Mormon church. That's cool. Anyway, I think it's funny, personally. And the one the day before that was even better, but because those are kind of specific. But I think that maybe I could possibly make money off of that if I did it right.
Hey, if Dan TDM can make money by playing Minecraft and having my kid watch it all day long, you can make money by posting your random thoughts.
Okay, listen to this one. I bet it's going to make you think.
Okay.
Can you catch more diseases making sex in a bathroom stall than in a less public place?
It kind of gives me the heebies.
But it's, I mean, have you ever thought about it?
Well, I've never thought about having sex in a bathroom.
Well, you're missing out. It's the best. Kidding.
Gross.
I'm kidding. Maybe.
I don't even want to pee in a bathroom.
And then have you ever thought about pumpkin flavored things? How does something so delicious come out of something so ugly?
No, I don't like pumpkin. So what?
Oh my God. You should try my pumpkin pie. Seriously, I make the best pumpkin pie. I don't know how to make much of anything, mm-hmm. but I can make a dang good pumpkin. It was so good. The one that I made for Thanksgiving. My sister took one to mm-hmm. for herself. She kept it at home, and she just put a spoon in it so she could take a bite of my pumpkin pie whenever she wanted, and she didn't have to waste time cutting it and putting it onto a plate. And then she loved it so much after she ate all of that one, mm-hmm. she went and got all the stuff and told me to make more.
All right, then.
I'm so good at pumpkin pie making.
There you go. That may be your money-making opportunity.
It's too time-consuming.
Oh.
You got to put it in at 450 for, like, so many minutes and then change the oven temperature to 3-something, and it's just, you have to pay too much attention to it.
That's fancy.
Right?
Yeah. So maybe you can only make, like, $100 because you can make, like, 5 of them and sell them for $20 each.
But I'd put it in my savings, and then I'd have $125.
That, Shannon, is how you make the big money.
Well, happy 2018.
Happy 2018.
Really hoping this is a great year because I need it.
We both do.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.